let's see. If you are a Gooka in Florida or Texas or Arizona, I recommend books in the series of How Not to Be a Fucking Retard and Spread the Plague. But those might be hard to find in your local bookstores. I guess you'll just have to do some digging. Let's see. What else? There's gotta be at least one more, like, really cool book. I'm, like, looking around at my visual novels. Those count. My books. Oh, God, there's gotta be something cool around here. What can I recommend to somebody? I'm pretty confident that I've already recommended A Centaur's Life on this stream. So I'm not gonna waste time with that again. Trying to think. It's like, it's so hard to even find, it's so hard to even find, like, good VNs that nobody's read yet, because at this point, everything's been read by everyone. There's another conveniently 8-chapter series. I think 8 chapters is, like, the default for single volumes, so there's a lot of 8-chapter miniseries out there. There's one called Swing Girl by Amazume Ryuta. Ryuta is known best for his Nana Tokaru BDSM series. He draws, like, borderline softcore pornographic series, usually with a romantic bent. He's another guy who is generally into, like, short dude, tall girl dynamics, which is patrician as fuck. Swing Girl is basically a romance story about a Futanari girl and a guy she's into. But the thing is, like, Futanari exist, but they're rare, and most people don't know that they're Futanari. Like most people don't know that Futanari girls are Futanari. So she's, like, hiding her dick and trying to get with this guy who really likes her. And also another twist that happens on later on is that her dick is way bigger than his. So it's like this ego thing. And it's actually pretty interesting. It's just a cute, really cute romance manga with an extra hook. I don't know. Let me see. What's it? Dougal admitting to being super short. Absolutely not. I am a king. In fact, I am the royalty of manlets, clocking in at an impressive 5'10". So don't talk to me that way, because I am regal. Let's see. Oh, this is fun. It's fun to recommend good shit. Okay. Here's another great one. So, the one I recommend, Sono Bisque Doll wa Koyo Suru. I have a bone to pick with this, because I think the French edition of it, and hopefully not the English one they're putting out, is going to be called My Sexy Dress-Up Doll, which is so fucking, like, awful of a translation of the title, and totally, like, misses the point of the manga. Like, it's not supposed to be like a lowbrow ecchi manga at all. Basically, the premise is that this really, really fucking cute girl is into cosplay, but she tries to, like, make her own outfits. I mean, obviously she's in Japan, so she's like, oh, like, I have to do it properly and be super duper serious about it. God forbid anybody does anything casually. So she's, like, trying to make costumes, but she's not very good. And she winds up meeting this boy who is really into making traditional Japanese dolls, because he's from a Japanese doll maker family, and he knows nothing of, like, otaku culture or any of that shit. And they wind up striking off a really cute friendship where he's, like, helping her make costumes, and, like, she's introducing him to otaku culture, and the two of them are getting into it together. It's really fucking adorable. She realizes she has a crush on him right away, and he has one on her too, but, like, he hasn't quite put it together yet. But it's just, like, My Sexy Dress-Up Doll is an absolutely dog shit title, because it undersells the extremely wholesome, cute dynamic between the two leads, and I really fucking hate it. It's a great manga. Again, Sono Bisque Doll. Bisque. Sorry if I'm saying that poorly. Sono Bisque Doll wa Koyo Suru. Really fantastic thing to read. So go read it, and if you see My Sexy Dress-Up Doll on the shelf, call the publishers and tell them to go fuck themselves. I think that's about it for now. The music stopped, so maybe I'll just go ahead and shut... No, you know what? I'm not going to shut the fuck up just yet. If you hate my voice, tune out for like 5 minutes, because I have a fun topic, and I will return to playing the Gensokyo God Only Knows for this one. Somebody was posting...